This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man, Figgy Fig, holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. I got to talk about the masked bandit who decided to break into a liquor store, didn't take any money, but actually started drinking the liquor, got drunk, and passed out right on the floor.
Wino.
Lopez, yeah. We're right.
Yeah, we were right.
We're right. So we don't know what's coming in the mixtape, just to pull back the curtain. But with your tease, we started speculating here in the studio, and we were like, I don't know. The way that you just set it up again, and maybe you did it the first time and I just didn't pay attention. You said the masked bandit, and we were like, that's all the confirmation I needed. I think I know what's happening.
All right, let's go to ABC 13 with the news.
And a raccoon is going viral after ransacking a Virginia liquor store and being too drunk to even leave the scene. A local animal shelter says the masked bandit broke into the store, drank multiple types of alcohol, then passed out in the bathroom. Officials say they took the very intoxicated raccoon to the shelter to sober up before releasing him back into the wild. Now he's going to tell all his friends. They're all going to go back.
Yeah, you didn't send him to rehab first? He has an addiction, clearly.
No, he got sent to county just like the rest of
us. Yeah.
Dry out and hit the streets.
Just like any other drunk.
Yeah.
You gotta get in that corner of that concrete cell and just get right. Yeah.
This was hilarious. This is why I don't like raccoons. Mm-hmm. I think they
actually are mean.
Yes.
Yeah. And they're smarter than you give them credit for, too.
Yeah.
Which is a bad combination.
Yeah. This kind of reminded me of the time my dad had a raccoon in the house. Mm-hmm. He was in his room just chilling and saw the raccoon and just go in the kitchen.
He just walked by like, all right, what's happening?
He like, wait a minute. And then the raccoon started coming towards him.
Yes.
And he kind of threw something like, get out of here. Mm-hmm. And he ran and then tried to run back. He's like, get out of here. And then ended up shutting the door the whole time. Like, oh, man, how the hell I'm going to get out of here? The raccoon ended up getting in the house through the chimney.
Yeah.
So I guess it was a little break inside the chimney, and he ended up climbing up on the house and falling in. So they end up getting somebody to come get it. But he, what's funny is I thought the house was going to be just totally destroyed. Mm-hmm. It was one cup, one plastic cup.
Oh, they're clean.
One plastic cup.
They wash their food
Yeah.
before they eat it. Yeah.
It was one plastic cup that he got out the cupboard. Mm-hmm. It was right in the middle of the floor. Yeah. That was it.
Yeah.
How dare he not put it in the sink? Come
they're
on.
Clean, yeah. mean little creatures.
Rob on the YouTube page, one called it a trashed panda, which is clever because they're frequently referred to as trash pandas. He said they're mean, smart, and they have thumbs, which is all technically correct.
Yeah. I had to shoot one once.
What?
I did. Yeah, it was rabid.
Animal cruelty, huh?
It was no. It
I always
was,
knew you hated animals.
It was rabid. And it was out in the daytime, which is another bad sign. You don't want to see a raccoon in the daytime. Yes. And all my neighbors were saying, you know, we got to call, you know, the county or whatever called. And they said, we can't come out. And that thing, and the kids were out there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I went and got my shotgun.
Did you get it on the first try?
Of course.
What are you talking about, of course? Like you some type of expert.
I'm not, but
Elmer,
but I was
over
lucky.
Here.
I was lucky that time. But the problem with this raccoon is he mixed the liquors. Everybody knows liquor before beer, you know, and he was mixing all these alcohol.
I wonder what liquor he was drinking.
See, this is where real investigative journalists. Yeah. See, this is the problem with journalism nowadays. Nobody went and found out what he got into. I want to know what kind of
the Henny.
I want to know what kind of alcohol. I want to know like what shelf
dark,
alcohol.
Dark schnapps. Or light.
He was drinking the schnapps.
Like, you know what I mean? Is he a bougie drinker? You know what I mean? Was he going for the Johnny Walker Blue or whatever? No, or was he? Where was he at?
You have to think about this logically. That's a trash animal. So he had.
Yeah, but you say that. That's because that's what's available. When the nice stuff is available, maybe he liked that. Yeah. You know.
So I'm thinking Goldschlager. Schnapps.
A little Casamigos.
Oh, what's the other one? In the green bottle?
You're asking the wrong
Jameson.
Person.
No.
Oh, Jaeger?
Jaeger. Jaeger bomb.
Jaeger bombs.
Yeah, yeah. Grey Goose, someone said.
Grey Goose.
Blaming on the goose. Got you getting
loose. Oh, no. Don't tell me that if I find out that the raccoon's on Fireball, that'd be the easiest way. I'd be like, even raccoons drink Fireball.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
Wow, there's a lot of people have run-ins with raccoons, apparently. Did not realize.
Yeah, I seen a raccoon kind of like a couple weeks ago in broad daylight.
In your house? In your backyard? No, like the rooster?
Now, hey, don't talk too loud, man. I don't need them to come back there.
They're probably, if you see them out running around in the daytime, they're probably rabid.
The thing is, it wasn't even by my house. It was kind of towards Midtown-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting a haircut. I'm like, is that a raccoon? I'm like, yo, you are lost, buddy.
Yeah.
Because it ain't no grass around here. Mm-hmm. It ain't no type of trees or anything
around
here.
He wasn't there for none of that.
No. That brother was in the city.
He said, point me to the nearest liquor store.
Yeah.
My homeboy said that they kind of fire when you get in there.
Yeah.
But that actually reminds me because someone said their wife's grandparents feed the raccoons lots of bread and they're just fat. I have a friend who actually in her backyard, because she has a backyard that's open to like, you know, the wildlife, whatever.
Yeah.
There are geese that come up to her backyard oftentimes. And there is a raccoon that comes and just chills on her patio that she feeds. Seems really cool, but I feel like that you're setting yourself up for
that.
Yeah,
you are.
Yeah, speaking of cool, remember Lopez, remember this? It was a guy that used to work here for the Bull named Cowboy Dave.
Oh, yeah.
This brother had a pet raccoon.
Pet raccoon?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did he do tricks?
In the house.
I forgot about that.
Running around in the house.
In the house.
To the point, I think he posted it on his Instagram. And this is too much information right here, but he was clearly using the bathroom.
Oh, no.
And the raccoon was right in between his underwear.
Oh, God.
First of all, why
are you even doing that with no raccoon?
I mean, yeah. I don't even want a dog right there, man. Mm-hmm. Like, but.
And y'all wonder why I don't be eating everybody's pot.
<All right.
laughs>
Okay.
Yeah, the raccoon got them hands, too. They can whip up something.
Yeah.
It's the Mixtape and the Loot Sports Radio 610. So one thing I feel like a lot of people, especially whenever they talk about sports, the one thing they do that I used to hate is when they refer to people that's in the 20-year-old range, 20 to 20, as kids.
Mm-hmm.
So CJ Stroud, that's a great kid. And I was like, man, that's a grown man. Like, don't be calling nobody no kid. And I totally get it from a sports point.
Yeah.
That, you know, why you might call him a kid or coaches might call him a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I might have to change my tune a little bit on that.
Okay.
Because maybe they are kids. And so let's go to Nate Burleson. You know, you got a show on CBS. You do a morning show on
CBS. Yeah, CBS Mornings. Yeah,
CBS Mornings. So here's Nate Burleson talking about a new study that says they might be, I guess, got to pump the brakes on not calling these grown men kids.
Researchers at the University of Cambridge now say that adolescence, the developmental stage between childhood and adulthood, lasts until your early 30s.
Say what?
Come on now. Researchers say during this time, the brain's white matter, which is used for communication and learning, continues to change and grow. Wait, what are you raising your hand for, Tony?
You're giving cover to people acting like kids into their 30s, and I'm not here for it.
But listen.
I'm an old man now.
We are both old men, but we're in our 40s, though, so we're out of that stage. But if you are in your 20s or even in your 30s, and your spouse says to you, grow up, you can be like, I'm trying.
No.
I'm literally still trying to grow up.
Touch your knees like that. I'm trying.
I kind of buy it.
Really?
Yeah.
We were literally just having a conversation about this, inspired by, did you see Jordan Hudson, what she's been doing lately? I don't know if we talked about
it. I'm going to sue.
Yeah, she said that she's planning on suing Pablo Torre for defamation for all the stories that he done.
She actually did.
They was tweeting each other, too.
She actually did the Freedom of Information Act.
That is the thing that I was going to bring up. Yeah. So if you're not familiar, the Freedom of Information Act dictates that public institutions, if they are requested, if information is requested, that they are obliged to give that information. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you can redact things that are of a certain importance or security issue, but they are they're obliged to have to give that information. So she did that process for the University of North Carolina, trying to get information from the athletic director and stuff. And I'm just looking
emails.
UNC's got to be here. Like, why are you here?
Yeah, they probably like, we made them.
She's a kid.
At least she acting like one sometimes.
How old is she? 23?
24?
Yes, 23, I believe.
Is it 23?
Or she might be, either way.
Still pretty young, though, man.
The thing about it is, you know what you are as an adult in terms of 18 and 21 and all that. You don't really feel like you're an adult until you're in your 30s. You really don't.
I legitimately was having this thought maybe a few weeks ago. I was like, damn, man, like, I guess I'm actually an adult now?
Yes.
That's crazy how that happens.
Yeah, it feel like I am mentally, in the mental place, I feel like I am, because every time I go out somewhere, I'm looking at my watch like, man, I got to get home.
But it's not even about that.
I'm thinking just my mindset, though, where I'm like, nah, I ain't trying to do all of that now.
To me, it's not
even about. I kind of
accepted
my role.
It's not even about like, oh, I must be getting old because I go to bed at 9 or whatever. No, it's not even about that. Like, just the way you think. The way you think, I think you really don't feel like an adult until you're in your 30s. You really don't.
No.
Yeah.
And you know what I want to do now? 713-572-4610. What's the thing that you did in your 20s that proves that you were not an adult yet? I just can't wait to see the things that you guys let us know.
Yeah, I probably have a few of them, to be honest.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610, Figgy holding it down on a Thursday. Shout out to Bots of Legacy, who always show love. He always send me some cool videos and stuff to talk about in the mixtape. Follow him on social media. Mm-hmm. He sent me this video. This is a throwback video of Michael Jackson, the King of Pop, rest in peace. The one guy Lopez don't really care for
love
like
him.
That.
I don't know. Yeah. Doesn't sound like that's not what your Spotify rap said.
Yep. Your Spotify wrap up say something else. But
really should give him more credit, but we don't.
Yeah, nah, he ain't, man. He lived through Michael Jackson, and they ain't nowhere to be found in this playlist.
You don't know that. It was only the top five.
He ain't even in your top 20. But here's a throwback video of the time Michael Jackson was roaming around Memorial City Mall.
In a sea of 600 screaming fans and in front of eyewitness news cameras, Michael Jackson made his way through Memorial City Mall last night to do a little shopping. The pop star was actually in Houston to visit with one of his attorneys about some music contract issues, but made the surprise visit to the delight of his fans.
Like, okay, I need to go somewhere where I can feel some love. Let's go shopping in Houston and buy some toys.
Rula Christie is the co-host of the Rula and Ryan show at 96.5 FM. She says the phones were ringing off the hook with hysterical Houstonians.
I think that it is very much the hype of celebrity, very much, because, like I said, we don't see people like that every day in this city just shopping for toys. You just get swept up in the moment. You know, he's got the entourage around him. He's got the cameras. People are screaming. They want to shake his hand. I can't believe he's here. Why is he in Houston?
Whether or not you like Michael Jackson, Rula says everyone has an opinion about the King of Pop.
I thought that was cool, man.
It was cool, but did he have to be buying toys?
Yeah, I was like, this is uncomfortable with all the things that have been alleged.
Seriously,
and so on and so forth. She
mentioned it a couple of times. He's buying toys. I'm like, just keep that to yourself.
Well, it's wholesome, you know? It's a very childlike demeanor.
Maybe it was around the holiday or something.
I hope so. God, I hope so.
Or maybe Christmas in July.
Oh. That was the only part that I was like, could have done without that. Who's the biggest celebrity? We all have been lucky and talked to celebrities and interviewed them over the years and stuff. But who's the biggest celebrity you've seen just in the wild?
Not the biggest celebrity, but is a formative moment for me when I was at, I think it was actually the Sam's Club off of 59 over mm-hmm. there, Sugarland, with me and my mom. And I just looked over and I want to say it was over by the bakery. Now the details are flooding back. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, is that Calvin Murphy?
Okay.
And it's and not the biggest, but it mattered to me as a young kid that loved the Rockets. And I was like, is that Calvin Murphy? My mom was like, go say hi to him. I was like, nah, he's shopping. Like, yeah. Let the man shop.
It was one time I didn't see this person in person, but I had left right when the person got there. And to the point, I'm like, damn, I should go back. But Kanye West was in the Galleria.
Oh, wow.
He was in the Galleria with his daughter, Northwest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so this is relatively recent.
Yeah, this was probably 2017-ish, 2018-ish. Mm-hmm. It was somewhere around. It might have been around 2020. I can't remember, but
yeah,
he was walking with his daughter, Northwest. And I'm like, I was just in there.
Yeah.
And I knew it was recent, too, because somebody, it didn't come from him, obviously, but it came from like an account that somebody was recording and they immediately posted it. So I'm like, oh man, I could have, like, I would love to get a glimpse of Kanye just strutting through there like a crazy man.
I saw Billy Bob Thornton at a barbecue restaurant.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay.
Just getting his tray, you know,
minding his business.
He didn't go with the brisket. He was smart. He did some veggies and some turkey, but it was, forget which place it was, but yeah, just getting a stray, going to eat some barbecue with a buddy.
Okay, you said turkey. I was about to say, did you take account of what he got?
I remember distinctly it wasn't like brisket.
And you were disappointed, I'm sure.
Yeah, come on, live a little. You know, live a little.
346 Jim Leland at the Galleria. Biggio was sitting right in front of me at Six Flags. And then sat courtside next to Tillman at a Rocks game. Oh, you done lived some life. Mm. 832 said Charles Barkley and Paris Hilton. And I'm wondering, same incident? Yeah. Same time?
Together?
Or different? Yeah, like what happened
there?
Do
we have a story?
Yeah, that's fun. That's fun.
My wife saw Jose Altuve shopping at HEB.
Oh, so he lives his raps.
Actually shopping himself.
Shout out to him living his raps.
Yeah.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very good.
Get you guys out of here on this. Shout out to John McClain for getting this account back.
Oh,
man.
The general's back.
Has it been 2 months?
It's been about 2 months.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know he has some lawyers and attorneys involved trying to get it back. But I feel like they kind of took a little longer than.
Well, our guard, Michael B., got his in like a week and a half.
With no attorney.
Yeah.
And I think Michael Beckman, yeah. I salute to him. I think he probably was out of it for about maybe a couple weeks.
At the most.
Yeah. John McClain, I'm like, man, who did you hire, man? You should have been had this account back.
They clearly charge by the hour.
Yeah, man. I'm like, dang, but kind of glad he got his account back and he back to doing what John McClain liked to do. Yes, retweet everything.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Retweet everything.
I still remember the first retweet that I got from John McClain. And I was like, wait a minute, hold on. What is happening?
That's probably how he got hacked.
Wait, retweeting who?
No, remember you were getting messages? Yeah, hey, click I'm going to do link. This podcast. He probably like, well, I'm going to help this guy.
Let me support.
Boom.
So you're telling me he was just too kind. I understand.
Yeah, yeah. And then I don't know if you guys know this, but on this day 3 years ago, I want to say, Deshaun Watson made his appearance back in Houston to face the Houston Texans. December 4th.
Oh, man.
Gosh, I really did not think about that.
Yep, we were right here. His first game after the suspension and after all the drama. First game back at NRG. And the Boo Birds was going.
Yeah, they were.
I wonder why.
Oh, that was the Hannah game, right?
Yes.
Okay, when
that was the only time he played here.
That's right. Yep. Yeah, and she turns, and that was awesome.
She did a little.
She did the heel turn, a literal heel turn.
Yep.
That was awesome.
And I think that was the game Tony Busby decided to bring the accusers and buy out a suite.
Oh, that's right.
So they could watch the game. It was a lot of drama.
That was Kyle Allen starting, huh?
Must have been.
Yeah. Because it was 27-14, Cleveland Browns. I wanted to see the Deshaun Watson stat line. 12-22, 131 yards.
Good.
Interception.
Yeah.
A passer rating of 53.4. Which was outdone by Kyle Allen's passer rating of 53.5.
I actually think that was the time when Lovie Smith, remember everybody like, go to Kyle Allen. And then went to Kyle Allen. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, see, I'm going back to Davis Mills. That was that drama right there, too.
This made me sad. You know who the leading rusher was for your Houston Texans in that game?
Who's that?
Damian Pierce, 18 carries, 73 yards.
Man.
Dang, that was a nice little game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And now you might see Damian Pierce this weekend, if he, depending on how much burn he actually gets from the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Man, time changes, don't it?
Yep. And I remember being at that press conference at the end of the game with Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
And that PR person for Cleveland was like, all right, we switching this up.
Wrapping it up.
Mary Kay Cabot. Yeah. We going to go to you over here, and we wrapping this up.
We are done.
We ain't going to nobody.
All right, there you go. That's Mixtape right here on Sports Radio 610, 1:20 p.m. every weekday. Coming up next, let's see what the fellas got going out at the Buffalo Wild Wings in spring right there off of 99. But before we get there, big-time player in the NBA, seemingly like he might want to be traded, so let's do the thing. You see it? With the Rockets? We'll do that next.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.